it was after I had the hysterectomy and the nosebleed. That's when I found out about Stephanie. And that Fred had paid for her abortion and tonsillectomy. Now, doctor, with father dead, my marriage on the rocks, and me with these ugly warts, you had the unmitigated gall to come to my hospital room and tell me that my symptoms are psychosomatic and I really can walk?
Well, girl, at least your feet don't hurt.
Mom, you talking to the TV set? Would you like to say a few words to the chair?
No, but I got a few choice words for that sink.
You think Tony Bookman ain't fixed that sink yet?
No.
Let me go over here and see what old Faithful's doing today. We'll have a glass of water.
Mm. That's the way it is.
Well, it's not fair, Thelma. You can't have it both ways. You're always hollering about equal rights for women, but as soon as Earth, Wind, and Fire come to town, you look around for some poor sucker who works his butt off all week to pay for your ticket.
Well, that's the way, I like it, yeah.
I wish I had it that easy. I took Judy out last week, and I spent $3.85 on her. You know what she did? She went up with some jive cat on some high-speed plastic skateboard. Oh. I'll get it, Mom.
These women, I swear. Hey.
Hi, folks.
Well, well, well.
Bookman, it must be nearer Christmas than I thought.
Oh, come on, Miss Evans. You make fun of me, but I'm really a man of substance.
Yeah, about 300 pounds of it.
You know, I'd like to chit-chat with you, but Mrs. Bookman is holding dinner for me. Now, where's that window that needs fixing?
Oh, the window? Michael fixed that 6 weeks ago with a penknife and a bar of soap.
Well, if you're gonna bring in technical equipment. Well, anyhow, the window's taken care of. Bye.
Hey, wait a minute, man. What about our sink?
Something wrong with your sink? Well, I'll put it on the list.
But we're already on the list.
You're on my window list. Now I gotta put you on my sink list.
Bookman, don't worry. We got you on our list, too.
Kids, what would you like for dinner?
Oh, Ma, don't worry about cooking anything for me. Jerry take me to a restaurant before the concert.
Okay, dinner for three.
Not exactly, Ma. I got a date with a certain young lady who's fixing me some, ribs a la JJ. Which means they're hot, spicy, and, stay with you for days.
Okay, dinner for two.
Ma. Coach said we can't have anything before practice. I'll pick up a sandwich afterwards. Oh, I left my sneakers in your room.
Okay, Florida. What would you like for dinner? Oh, I don't know. What would you like? Oh, I don't know. What have you got? Now, listen, if you're gonna argue about it, you can just fix your own dinner.
You are talking to yourself.
Well, it beats talking to the TV set.
Girl, what a day I had.
Yeah?
There is nothing worse than our annual going out of business, eh?
Mm.
Honey, every bargain hunter on the south side of Chicago came out today. You know Mammoth Minnie Farrell.
The one that owns the reducing salon?
Oh, yes. Would you believe I spent my whole lunch hour plus two coffee breaks trying to push that 300 pounds of flab into a pair of size 12 hip huggers?
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Hip huggers on that hippo?
Well, you know, I had one of those days, too.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do now?
Mm-hmm. You're going to draw a tub of water, load it with bubble bath, relax,
mm-hmm.
Jump into bed and zonk out for the rest of the night.
Wrong. Huh? Mm, I'm going to get myself together, throw on some clothes, and then it's rapping, clapping, and finger snapping. Honey, Valona is going to party this evening. Flo, why don't you come and go with me?
Oh.
Hey, Valona.
Hi, Fatso. Flo. Why don't you come with me? What do you say?
Oh, thanks for the invitation, honey, but all of the kids are going out tonight. And while you are out rapping, clapping, and snapping, I'll be home napping.
Well, as hard as you work, you owe it to yourself to go out once in a while. You know, if you don't go out of this house once in a while, you're going to forget how to have a good time.
No, Willone, I'll just spoil your night out.
Flo, there's got to be something happening here. Something always happening in Chicago, honey. Let's see now. Here's an under 35 dance.
Under 35.
Sure, all it says here is $3 admission. Don't say nothing about honesty. And they even got a couple of church socials going.
Oh, now that sounds more like my speed, but I think I'll pass.
You sure you want to stay home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mother knows best, I guess. But if you know, if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then later. Hey, JJ, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. As senior male member of this household, I got something to announce. I don't think y'all realize how lonely Ma's been. Thelma, Michael, y'all want to give up your plans for this evening.
What?
Michael, I think he's right. You know, we should spend more time with Ma.
Well, I'm glad this is all settled. Wish I could join y'all.
Hey, hold on, JJ.
Hold on there, buddy. Do you really think I'm gonna give up the concert while you go out with one of your weird old chicks?
Yeah, JJ, if we stay home, you stay home.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I had Charlotte cooking ribs all day, so she squeezed my ribs all night.
Yeah. You can rattle all you want to. All I know is we all staying home with Mama tonight.
Yeah, JJ, what do you say?
Well, I guess Ma should have one bright, mature, intelligent adult to stay with her tonight.
Well, I'm here.
Thelma, Jerry's here.
Well, how have you been, Mrs. Evans?
Oh, just fine.
Good. Oh, hey, good looking.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing? All right, you ready to go?
Well, look, Jerry, come here. I have something to talk to you about, okay?
Yeah, sure. What's happening?
I'm sorry, but I can't go tonight.
You what? You can't go tonight?
Did you say something, Jerry?
Yeah,
sure. Oh, she said that there's no show tonight. The concert's been canceled.
Canceled, no, you know.
Come on, Jerry, please. Now, you just be quiet. I can explain this whole thing. You know what I mean?
All right, explain. Okay.
Hello there, sweet mama. Yeah, look here. This is the man when you think of love. I am the only one you can think of. No, this ain't Harold. This is JJ. Remember those big plans we have for this evening? Well, I'm sorry, I gotta cancel them. No, I don't have Harold's telephone number. Hello? Hello? Chick's in a state of shock.
Well, Michael, aren't you going to your basketball practice?
No, Ma, it's a mistake to overtrain.
No, do you have any idea how much these tickets set me back, huh?
What did you say, Jerry?
I'm trying to tell her that
he said that he had a crack in his back.
Come on,
this is for my mother.
Well, isn't this wonderful? I mean, the whole family here together. Michael, Thelma, myself, in this cozy.
Just a minute. Every one of you had something to do tonight. Now, all of a sudden, everything has changed. I don't know where you got the idea from, but you kids seem to think I need a babysitter. Well, you old folks can sit at home and twiddle your thumbs if you want to. But I'm going out tonight.
Here we are.
Well, Mona, you didn't tell me the meeting place was a saloon. I don't think I caught the safe back
there. No, will you stop worrying? You know, when you take your Ubers, it wasn't perfectly respectable. This is a friendly, honest place. We get to meet people. Look on it as an adventure. It's as new for me as it is for you.
Winona! Hey, girl! You want your usual table, honey?
New for you as it is for me, huh?
How you doing?
I think they got me confused with another Winona.
Here's a nice quiet table back here.
No, Flo, sit up here. All you're gonna meet back there is a bus boy. He's 87 years old, got arthritis, and does a lousy hustle. Oh, Flo, ain't no crime to be alone, but it is dumb to be lonely. Okay, so I tricked you into coming. But now that you're here, why don't you relax and have a drink? I'll be sitting right by your side all evening. Have a ball, girl. You owe it to yourself.
Okay, Valona, I guess you're right.
Good, good, good.
Hey, ladies. Two cats at the bar just want to buy you a drink.
Oh, no, thank
you. Momentito, honey. Which cats?
Them, the cats.
Lord have mercy. I wouldn't let those two turkeys buy me cranberry sauce.
I'm sure glad you turned them down.
In a place like this, you gotta pick and choose, you know. Because a drink is more than just a drink. Mm. It's a calling card. You know, it's a nice, friendly way to say hello. Like, for instance, if you were in a restaurant, the gentleman might send you over a fancy dessert. And if you were in a florist, he might send you over a dozen roses.
I'm glad we're not in a stable.
Oh, Flo.
Your usual Alona.
7 and 7, miss.
Flo, what are you gonna have?
What's 7 and 7?
14. What you drinking?
What in the world is a Rodney Allen Rippey?
That's a Shirley Temple with a black olive.
Oh. I'll take it.
You know, this domestic ripple, it don't taste as good as the imported stuff.
You know, that voice sounds so familiar. I know I've heard it somewhere before.
You ought to. You know everybody here.
I do not, Flo.
Oh, Alona, look, look, look.
Now, either he works in a hardware store or he just rolled Isaac Hayes.
Hello, Foxy Mamas. The name is Lenny. You may have had many, but till you've tried sweet Lenny, you ain't had any.
Well, any of Lenny ain't worth a penny.
Oh, well, Lorna, weren't you a little bit rough on him?
Rough on him? Honey, he was a complete nut.
Here we go, ladies. Here we go. Here's your usual, Alona.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
And, honey, this should truly set you free.
Well, let's make a toast. To your first night out, have a natural gas.
Thank you, Alona. Not bad. Hey, listen.
What?
If you feel like taking off with somebody, don't let me hold you back.
Are you kidding? We in this together. You are my best friend. There's no way I'm going to leave you by yourself.
And then, after I got my engineering degree from MIT, that's the Michigan Institute of Toolology. You know, and I was only 16. I went right into private industry.
You know, Alona, you're right. That voice does sound familiar.
I told you. I know.
It's you. I spotted you two across the room the minute I walked in. You're the only woman in the world for me.
Negro, please.
It's you. I spotted you two across the room the minute I walked in. You're the only woman in the world for me.
This room must have an echo.
It's you. I spotted you two across the room.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to have a lot of fun. Kind of glad you tricked me into coming.
Oh, I'm glad, too, Flo, and the fun has just begun. Stick with me.
If you stick with me.
It would take a wild horse to drag me from this table.
The rest of the men in this place must be crazy. Let a beautiful woman like you go to waste? Dance with me.
Arrivederci, Flo.
She ran off with a wild horse.
Believe me, boy, I've been all over this world. that through all my travels, I ain't never seen nobody gorgeouser than you.
Oh, do you mean it?
Of course I do. And that's the gospel truth, honey. Or my name ain't Barry Belafonte.
Are you any relation to Harry Belafonte?
Listen to this. Hey-o. Hey-o. Daylight coming, we won't go home.
If you're through climbing the walls, would you care to dance?
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, maybe I could buy you a drink?
No. Sure, why not? A drink is like a calling card.
That's a nice thought. My name is Ben Foster.
I'm Florida Evans.
Got lucky, huh? What you drinking?
Another round, please.
Uh-huh. Make mine a small one.
Ooh.
You know, this is the first time I've been to the meeting place. Have you ever been here before?
I used to come in here often with my wife, but I haven't been here since she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my husband recently.
Rough, isn't it? First step, getting back into the world.
It sure is. You know, if my friend hadn't tricked me into coming here tonight, I'll still be home being mother hen to my children.
Okay, here we go. Whoa. Here's your Rodney Allen Rippey swinger.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Well, I have two. Both are married.
Mm.
I'll bet that you have pictures of your children.
Well, I may have one or two.
I may have one of my grandsons. Yep. You have a nice laugh.
And then after I got back from Puerto Rico, I went to work for the federal government. You know, I was working on a top secret project.
Project? That's it. Well, hello, Barry Belafonte.
I beg your pardon, madam. Do I know you? You know, they always get me mixed up with Harry. Good Lord, it's 11 o'clock. I gotta put a call into the White House. Can't keep the vice president waiting, you know.
Daylight come and he won't go.
Yeah, well, bye.
I am telling you about where we live. It's so ritzy that Belafonte there is our janitor. Oh. Mr. Foster.
Ben.
Ben, I feel like dancing.
It would be my pleasure, madam.
I can't worry on no empty stomach. See, there she is now. You over here knocking me in my head.
Hi. I saw the light under the door. Hey, where's Flo?
Well, Lana, we thought she was with you.
Well, she was, but I got up to dance. When I came back, she was gone.
Ma, is that you?
No, Michael, it's not mine. I'll go back to sleep, okay?
I'm not asleep.
I wonder where Flo could be.
You mean my mother's out there in the street this time of night all by herself?
Honey, don't worry about your mama. She's gonna be all right.
I don't know something else.
Hey, 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 take it easy now. Y'all cackling like hens here. Let the man of the house handle this.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
You just watch my smoke, young lady. You just watch my smoke. I know how to handle situations like this. Hello, police? My mommy's missing.
Some more.
Ma, are you all right?
But of course. What are you kids doing up?
Ma, we were worried about you.
Ma, is that you?
Yes, dear.
Stick with me, huh? Flo, where did you go? I looked all over the place for you.
Well, you didn't look in the right places.
Tell me all about it.
Well, Lorna, it's getting late, and we both got to go to work in the morning.
Oh, tell me what happened. I want to...
Good night, Lorna.
Flo, last call. I always tell you what happens.
Good night, Lorna.
Now, wait a minute, young lady. You better have a darn good excuse for this one. I mean, I know you were having a good time, and I know the party and the happenings and the action was going on. But there was a phone in that place. I just know it. And you could have picked it up and let your family, who was sitting here, concerned. You could have let us know what was happening. I hate to do this, but Ma, I'm gonna have to ground you.
Say, I think you got that all backwards. You don't ground me. I ground you. You just think that you got the market cornered for having fun. Well, I had a good time tonight, and I'm going out again as soon as I get a chance. And if you don't like it, tough chitlins.
Ma, we know.
Ma, you don't know you good.
Good night, kids. Good night.
They don't call me Jessica.
Hey, get in here.
Good night.
Hi there.
Well, what are you doing here at this hour?
Well, you know, I was just saying to Mrs. Bookman, I couldn't sleep knowing that your plumbing is out of order. But that's the way it is with old friends like us, ain't it? You know, one hand washes the other.
Not in our sink, it don't.
That's exactly why I got up out of a warm bed, to let you know that I'll take care of it the first thing tomorrow morning. Does that make everything all right?
Good night, Barry. Good night, Willona. I could have danced all night.